Hey everybody! Welcome to Roll a D20, the role-playing podcast of the laziest fashion.
I'm Karen, and I own the D20 that started it all.
I'm Trisha, and there's a kitty on my foot, and I want to touch it.
I'm Natasha, and I just found a dollar in my pocket. So guess who's taking a trip to the dollar store later?
My name is Andy, dear friends, sweet lovers. I love you all, individual listeners to a podcast. All of you individually, my heart bursts with love and affection for every single one of you. Expect a Valentine's Day card in the mail, care of Andy.
He's single and looking for a girlfriend.
Please. The thirst.
On that lovely note, I'm your GMT. And today we're working a minimum wage job at McDonald's. Actually, I can't say McDonald's. And today we're working a minimum wage job at McDougal's.
Yeah.
Shit. I might as well just use my dollar on that McChukin then.
Implying the chicken would be changed. Yes. Chukin. To avoid copyright.
Of course. Okay, I bet McChicken is copyrighted, to be fair.
It probably is.
So it's the McChukin now.
All right.
That sounds like something like you'd hear from Street Fighter, like McChukin.
Yes!
Karen is going to decide how old we are.
Well, as anyone will tell you, McDougal's or whatever is a starting minimum wage job only for high schoolers. And so they don't deserve to make more than like $2 an hour.
Of course.
We're like 34.
Okay, perfect.
I love it.
Oh, it's getting too real already.
Trisha's going to pick what we went to college for, because we definitely have a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bachelor's degree.
Ouch.
In psychology.
All right.
Hardest field to get a job in. Yes.
Wow, savage. Thanks, Trisha.
Oh. No, I'm... Okay. That is not what I meant, and you know it.
Do you know where I worked with my bachelor's degree in psychology?
I do.
I worked at Culver's for 3 years. I worked in fast food with my bachelor's degree in psychology.
I love you.
Yeah, I love it.
Natasha's going to pick our name.
Should I go with Karen? No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I'm legally changing my name.
Patricia. We are Patricia.
Oh, all right.
And
it just sounds like a McDougal's name to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Sorry to all the Patricias out there.
All the Patricias who work at McDougal's.
Just all of them, really, in general.
Sorry, not sorry.
I hear they're the only hire Patricias at McDougal's. It's a very discriminatory practice, actually. And they really need to fix that.
Andy is going to pick what job we have at McDougal's.
Okay, our job is going to be the grease collector. What we do is we need to go through each of the machines, and if they clog with grease, we need to manually scoop out the grease with like a little ice cream scoop thing, put it in a bucket, and save the grease to reuse it for later. You know, you just recycle the grease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why haven't we kicked you off yet?
Because I'm the idea man.
Actually,
I'm a $1 million man.
We legally have to have at least one man on this podcast.
Yeah, otherwise we get those MRA guys, and they're like, oh, but there are no men on there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're our token male. You're right.
Yeah, I'm the token male.
The second we find another man, you're done.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, I got to be on my toes.
All right, so you're 34 years old. You've got a bachelor's in psychology. Your name is Patricia, and you currently work at McDougal's as a grease collector. Today is your, I want to say today is probably your first day of work. You've done training, but today is the first day you actually get paid for. and you walk in and they hand over your uniform and it's a little bit too big. What would Karen like to do?
I'm going to clock in because the fact that I didn't get paid for training makes me think that this place is some communist bullshit. So I'm just going to make sure that I clock in.
I mean, McDougal's has some pretty horrible practices, let's be honest. You know?
Well, I rolled a 10 for clocking in.
All right. They didn't teach you how to do that. So you just write on the little clock-in machine with crayon, Patricia was here. And then you wrote the time. Patricia was here. So
with crayon.
8:30 a.m.
Putting that bachelor's degree to work.
Yeah.
So we have a crayon in our inventory. That's canon, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I follow cool. the rules.
The one good thing to come out of this.
So what would Trisha like to do now?
Okay, so our uniform is too big. I don't want our pants falling down because that would just be unsightly. So I'm going to go search for a belt. Let's go find this belt. And I got a 2.
Yeah, there's no loose belts in this McDougal's, which is strange because you can usually find pretty much anything in McDougal's. What would Natasha like to do?
Girl, you're muted.
I am muted. I'm sorry. Don't worry. All I said was, wow, I don't know. Huh. Hmm.
So, that's like quality content thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. You didn't miss much. Well, our pants are falling down. So, you know what? I think we're just going to have to lose the pants. It's going to be a health hazard, a safety hazard if we have them falling down. And we're going to fall into the grease. And then how can we use the grease if we're falling into it? So I'm going to remove the pants, and we're just going to make it work so well that nobody even questions it.
So we're going to Donald Duck / Porky Pigot and wear shirt but no pants.
Pretty much. I mean, underwear is still there, and I don't want to alarm y'all, but I just rolled a nat 20, so we are making it.
Oh, no.
So
that's good.
You remove your pantalones, and all of these years of, you know, being alive have made your legs so thick and ripped. And you really haven't shaved in very long. Like, it's been a minute since you shaved. So it kind of looks like you're wearing pants anyway.
Isn't perfect. Those like, kind of hairy chap things that, like, protect you from a chainsaw? Like, you know what I'm talking about? They're like, you wear them over your legs if you use a chainsaw, and then they're like super hairy. And the point is, like, if the chainsaw sticks on them, the chain, it just kind of breaks instead of sawing your leg. So they're like protective things. So, are legs kind of like that?
So Andy's a serial killer.
I just know maybe about chainsaw protection. Excuse me for being well protected if I have to use a chainsaw.
All right.
So yeah, pretty much it is that because your butt isn't hairy, so that is just very starkly out there.
I mean, we're supposed to wear undies, though. That was the thing.
Yeah, you are wearing underwear. Remember that. But, I mean, your butt hangs out of your underwear. You are wearing a thong. Yeah,
that is true. Well, oh, okay. Of course. I see.
Come on. Come on.
I suppose I didn't. Jeez. Yeah, I suppose I did not specify the type of underwear.
I mean,
so.
You are Patricia.
We are Patricia. Which, by the way, I do not have a P and an A in front of my name, so it's all good.
You know, I hadn't even thought about that.
Dude, it's not me. It's not me.
Oh yeah, I did, that did not even cross my mind. I'm so sorry.
Did me!
This must be like a Voltron-like monstrosity.
It has Andy's legs.
Oh, dear.
You're not even wrong. My legs are Robin Williams' arm.
So what would you like to do next, Andy?
Shave my lip? No. Let me think. I have a crayon. I'm pantsless.
Yep.
In a thong. I'm more or less clocked in. You know, I feel like confidence is an important thing at work. And you just gotta kind of, you know, fake it till you make it. So I'm just gonna find the nearest utensils that I think would be used to collect grease and start collecting that grease. I'm gonna start making my paycheck.
All right.
And I got a 14.
Okay, so you find the grease scoop and you, you know, go behind the counter back to the kitchen and you look around for some grease to scoop. And as you're doing that, you run into your co-worker, who seems to be also around your age, who's just frying some McDougal patties.
Some mysterious McDougal patties.
Oh, they're making a McDougal, duh.
A McDougal, indeed.
I'll have one McDougal, sir. It's like,
It's a McDougal.
So, anyways, what would Karen like to do?
I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to say, hello, good morning, fellow co-worker. Hi, my name is Patricia, but you can call me Patty if you want to. And then I'm going to extend my hand and hope that they shake it.
Okay.
I rolled an 11.
All right. So as you say all of that, your coworker turns to you and says, your name's Patty, huh? And then when he goes to shake your hand, he is holding a McDougal patty in his hand, and it smashes in between your hands, and he laughs. And he says, there's a patty for you.
The puns. Oh,
what would Trisha like to do?
I'm going to look down at said patty with disgust, and I'm going to roll to be offended and get angry. It's a 5. I don't think I'm going to get very angry.
You don't. So here's the thing. Patty has social anxiety.
Okay.
So
I mean, that's the thing.
Even though they're pretty mad, they don't really do much. And your coworker turns away. So.
You can't even roll to get offended.
Yeah. What the hell? I mean,
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't say that's a good interaction. What would Natasha like to do now?
Well, our encounter with the coworker did not go well. Maybe an encounter with some customers will go better. So let's head up to the front and just see what the customer situation is right now. And I rolled a 14 to check for customers.
All right. So as you stand behind the counter, you see there is an old man eating a McDeg sandwich.
What? A McWhat?
A McDeg.
McDeg?
Yeah, a McDeg sandwich.
All right.
You know, made with a McDougal biscuit and a McDougal rounded egg.
Oh, I was thinking it was made of like a dog. Like it was a McDog.
Wow.
We are not going back to dogs. We know how Trisha gets with dogs, I guess.
Where did you get dog from, though?
I thought you were saying like McDeg.
Yeah, McDeg.
That doesn't sound like dog.
Have you guys not seen Snatch? Everyone loves Degs. Don't you love Degs?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Okay, lost.
Carry on.
Did you just age yourself, Andy?
Maybe.
I will IMDb this. We'll see how much he's aged himself.
There's Degs. He loves Degs. Someone in the comments will have seen that.
Someone in the comments. Yeah, all one person who might leave a comment.
Yeah,
I mean, it's from 2000.
Oh, you're
See?
So old.
That's only 18 years ago.
Hey, guys, we have an active Twitter following of this. Will hopefully be out of date by the time this goes up. 30 people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
odds
but
are pretty good.
Do you consider Twitter the comments section?
It can be.
Yeah, why not?
All right, what was going on here? Oh, yeah, there's a man eating a McDeg.
Which is made of egg and not dog.
Very much true.
Okay, then.
All right.
It's Andy's turn, I think?
Yes, it's Andy's turn.
I'm going to sit there and contemplate the idea of cooking a McDeg. No. Let's see. So we've interacted with customers. We've interacted with our coworkers. We've attempted to do a little degreasing. I know what I'm going to do. I am going to try and find my boss and smooze them up a bit. Like, be like a little bit of brown note. Like, hey, boss, I'm the person you should promote. Even though it's my first day, I got a 12.
All right. So, you don't find your boss, but you do find this old man eating a McDeck. So, you go up to him, and you sit across from him, and you ask him for a raise, and he really likes you. He says,
hell yeah.
He says, oh, Sunny Boy. And you're like, I don't know about Sunny Boy, but all right. And he goes, well, if I was the manager here, I'd make you the Queen McDougal Clown.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And he hands you a hardtack candy.
Success.
Okay, so one crayon and a hardtack candy. Mm-hmm.
What would Karen like to do?
I'm going to go over to the counter, and I'm going to grab a comment card, and I'm going to take it back to the old man, and I'm going to say, hey, all that nice stuff that you just said about me, can you write that on this comment card? And I'm going to fill in on the top the part where it says, employee, this is about. I'm going to fill in Patricia. Mm. I don't go by Patty anymore.
You've aged out of that. No one likes Patty. Nicknames are for children.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on comment card convincing, I rolled a 19.
All right. He writes down everything he said, and he also draws a little Ronald McDougal clown at the bottom wearing a crown, you know, to illustrate the Queen Clown comment.
Nice.
And then he hands you another hard candy.
Oh, hell yeah. So two candies now. Oh, my God.
We making bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, after that amazing roll, I've forgotten what the order is already.
I just kind of want to gently remind everybody. I just want to remind everybody we're doing this all completely pantsless.
Yeah.
So, kudos to us.
But nobody knows. That's the thing.
Oh, I didn't say nobody knows.
Oh, shit.
Just nobody's commenting on it.
You have only talked to a coworker who owned you, and then an old man who was talking about clown royalty.
Mm. Okay, listen, that coworker didn't own us. They just caused us to seriously think about our nickname.
I'm sorry, they pwned you.
Oh, God.
Friends on Twitter. Did we get owned, pwned, or none of the above? Like, follow, and subscribe.
Hey, what's our Twitter handle?
Uh-oh.
Karen, what's our Twitter handle?
A serious question.
Yes.
D20 Podcast.
All right. You know what to do, people.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, because I don't. All right, Trisha.
It's a me.
Not Patty.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
Yeah, all right. I'm really excited about this comment card. I'm going to go searching for the boss again so I can show him how awesome I'm doing at this job.
Are we just going to like shove it in his face and be like, you see this? You doubted me, but look at this.
It shows initiative.
Mm.
Yes, and I want that promotion. So, I mean, let's do this. It's a 10. I'm sorry. I suck at life.
So you still can't find your boss, but you do show this to your coworker, who seems slightly impressed and jealous of your hard candy.
Sucker.
Could be worse. Could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Natasha want to do?
All right. Well, clearly trying to find the boss with the comment card isn't working. So I feel like the only other way we can really get our boss's attention and get that promotion is to just be the best greaser that has ever been hired at this restaurant. I'm going to grab a bucket, and I'm going to try to break the world record for the most grease scraped in 5 minutes.
I like this initiative. Nice. Patricia is a can-do...
Yeah, because we ain't got time to do this. We got to do it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Speed. It's all about speed. The bad news is I rolled a 9, so...
So you get your bucket, and you go to scrape. And you think you're doing pretty good until you notice you're not scraping grease. Man, that's just straight up French fries, and you're wasting them all. So
not the McFries. Not the
who McFries. Fucks it up that bad?
Actually, they're called McFries.
Who does that?
Clearly, Patricia.
There's a reason she's got a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. She's got money. Just kidding. She's working at McDougal's. All right. So your boss calls you into the office because he's pretty mad, and you sit down.
Yes.
And you're finally face-to-face with this man. What would you like to do, Andy?
All right. So we have two hard candies and one crayon. Yes?
And one comment card.
And one comment card. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stare him straight in the eyes, say nothing, slap the comment card down on the table, face up so he can read it. And then I'm going to take the one crayon and the two hard candies, put them on the table, and make like a little like penis out of the out of that. Like the two candies are the balls and the one crayon is like the shaft. And I'm going to have it pointing at the drawing he did of what? Me as the McDougal clown queen.
That didn't go anywhere I thought it was going.
I will show him exactly why I should be his job. I'm going to intimidate him into it with a two.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep. Yeah.
So
I got this. This is fine.
You're fired for sure.
Shit.
Well, damn.
Way to go, Andy.
I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it didn't even matter.
And as you stand up to leave, the worst thing in the world happens.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Andy, no. Why did you roll a two?
I don't know. I thought it would be funny.
The old man, you hear him scream from, what do they call it? The eating area?
The dining room?
The dining room, lobby. Yes.
The food pit.
You hear him just scream from the McDougal's dining area.
Oh, no.
And then you hear some wet noises.
Oh dear. What did we do?
We've poisoned him.
So.
Problem.
What would Karen like to do?
Walk the fuck out the door.
Like, out of the whole building?
Oh, yes.
Karen ain't got time for this shit.
13 for escape route.
All right. You make it through the dining room as you're leaving the front door, you see that old man has pooped everywhere.
Aw, oh, man.
What would Trisha like to do?
How will Trisha
do? Oh, boy.
Okay, keep in mind, we're already fired.
Yeah.
We're already fired.
And it would technically be trespassing to enter unless we're going in as a customer.
Aw, oh, man. And we escape we're not fully escape routed, are we?
You're out the door, but you saw some things you can never forget.
That is true. I saw some poo, and I'm pretty traumatized. I seriously, I'm gonna roll to really book it, like super book it.
All right.
Like just run.
Alrighty.
Just screaming and flailing.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you need those. If we're gonna run, we might as well be screaming and flailing.
It is a 13.
My God, I can't talk.
All right, you book it out, you're running, you don't look both ways, and a car smacks right into you.
Oh.
You lose consciousness on impact to the ground, and you are now laying in a woken coma at a hospital. So,
do you mean like just woke up from a coma?
No.
Or we can see and hear everything, yeah. But we can't do anything?
That, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're aware, but you cannot do shit.
Yeah, so what do you want to do, Natasha?
That's not where it ends. Goodness gracious, Andy.
Okay.
So, as you're laying there, and you can't do anything, your old boss comes in, and he steals your two pieces of hard candy and leaves.
What?
After a few more hours, you regain your ability to move. What would Natasha like to do?
Wow. Guess what time it is? It's revenge quest time.
Yes!
We are going back and we are getting that hard candy any way that it needs to be done.
Is this going to turn into Taken? Are we doing Taken now?
Yeah, we have a certain set of skills given to us by our psychology bachelor's degree that will allow us to steal back our hard candy.
And one of them is not greasing.
Using psychic powers.
Yep. Roll to go back and try to steal the hard candy. Mm-hmm. And I rolled a 14. So,
all right.
Take with that what you want.
So you make it back into the McDougal's by disguising yourself as a customer and buying a McDag sandwich. They're pretty bad. And the biscuit's just so dry. Like, who would pay two McDougal dollars for that?
What's the conversion rate of McDougal dollars to American dollars?
The McDougal dollars are worthless.
Who said we lived in America?
Oh, yeah, we might live.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Argentinian.
Oh, okay.
McDougal's only exists in Argentina because they can't pass the safety standards to exist.
Let's be real. America probably has one of the worst safety and health standards ever, so.
Oh, yeah.
This whole episode is actually not in English, so if you've understood this whole time, congratulations.
Yeah, apparently you have a babblefish in your ear.
Yes!
Good reference there. Okay, so you're able to sneak in, you eat a McDegg, it's pretty meh, and you can see into the employee-only area that that guy still works here that patted you, and he's staring you down. He don't trust you. Also, you're in almost a full body cast, so you're definitely in a wheelchair. So, what would Andy like to do?
Oh, I'm set. Natasha set me up for. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get my wheelchair. I'm gonna spin them wheels, right? And I am going to roll right up on him and do a right hook to the guy who patted me. He's first in line for these fists, for these hands. He's the first one. He's the prelude to my revenge quest. I got an 18. Yes.
All right. All right, so you roll up to this dude, and you hook him with your cast, which is pretty heavy. Those things can be pretty heavy. And he is immediately unconscious.
Yeah.
But you cannot wheel yourself into the hallway that leads to the manager's office, because it's not wheelchair friendly.
Of course. It is McDougal's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what would Karen like to do?
I'm going to start screaming for the manager to come out. Just like hooting and hollering and making a scene and, you know, just an absolute ruckus so that he has to come see what's going on. Since I'm facing his office and I presume that he's in there, I will see him coming. And I'm blocking the hallway, so I can't really go anywhere else.
Yeah.
11 for making a scene and summoning the manager.
All right. Mm-hmm. As you're making a scene, one of the other customers comes running to you and she's like, are you all right? Are you okay? What's going on over here? What would Trisha like to do?
I would like to look at that lady dead in the eye and go, that bitch over there took my two hard candies.
It's a pretty badass line. I accept this.
Yeah. Let's get that on some hats.
We're gonna roll to get super aggravated and try and get this lady on our side.
I like that plan.
To the cause, yeah, yeah.
That bitch took our two hard candies. It's a 15.
All right. She is so impacted by this. She says, "It is so incredibly rude of McDougal's to do this to disabled people." She uses her lumberjack arms to lift you out of your chair and carry you to the manager's office, where she then knocks on the door with her foot and he opens it.
Yes.
Damn.
What would Natasha like to do?
All right. I need some deets about this lady, this lumberjack lady.
Okay.
Does she look about the same age as Patricia? What
she's
are we thinking?
A little bit younger. I'd say she's probably in her late 20s. She's pretty stout.
Okay.
Really ripped.
Mm-hmm. So, like, not too big. So I think Patricia has discovered her calling, and she's going to abandon this hard candy quest and pretend to faint in Lumberjack Lady's arms.
So close,
No, all right. Our revenge, Natasha. Our sweet revenge.
Listen, Lumberjack Lady just showed up, okay?
But it's a good bonding experience if we and the Lumberjack Lady kill our boss and then flee together.
Okay, if I just fainted, though, maybe she'll go do it for me.
But then we won't get our sweet revenge ourselves. We won't have our hands around his throat.
But we will have a lumberjack. But we will have a lumberjack.
Don't. Damn.
Oh, well, don't worry. I rolled an 8, so.
All right. So you pretend to faint in this lady's arms, and she assumes you have died.
Oh, no.
So as she's holding what she assumes to be a dead body, she drops you, shattering the rest of your remaining bones.
My bones!
Including your spine, killing you instantly.
Damn!
Oh.
You know what? Could have been a worse death.
Yeah.
Could it have? Could've. That's pretty painful.
I mean, our last memory is of those sweet arms, though.
All right.
It happened pretty fast, so.
That's true.
Can I make a very special request epilogue roll?
Sure.
A single roll to haunt our boss forever beyond the grave.
All right. You got to get a good one here, buddy.
It wasn't. It was a 4.
Oh. so you haunt the grease traps instead.
Dang.
Gross. Oh. Oh, no.
And everybody, that try. Is the story. That is the backstory of Patty, the McDougal's ghost.
Now you know. Next time you go to McDougal's in Argentina.
Free to share that at all of your Girl Scout campfires.
I heard. Yeah, I heard if you eat the grease out of the grease traps, you can see her.
Yeah.
Like straight grease out of the grease traps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also might be like food poisoning or whatever that would actually be called, but also like, I don't know, seems legit.
Everyone, make sure to listen to our spinoff podcast. Patty is definitely dead.
What? Oh my god.
What?
It's a reference to there, another.
Okay, there's a Night Vale spinoff called Alice Isn't Dead, Trisha.
Okay, you see, my brother would know this. I do not, I'm sorry.
That's a really good podcast, so.
So, thank you everybody for listening to our podcast. Go listen to a better one. Alice Isn't Dead is a good example.
There you go.
Since we did kind of mention it earlier in the show, we do have Instagram and Twitter are both under D20 Podcast, all one word. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can search for Roll a D20 Podcast. And if you want to email us for some reason, I don't know, maybe you have some ideas or you want to tell us how much we suck, we are rolladd20.podcast@gmail.com.
Go ahead, Andy.
They can always send us pictures of their cute dog. Just send us dog pics. That's fine.
Acceptable.
So yeah, slap that follow button if you're as thirsty as Andy is, or believe in ghosts.
Or if you like dogs as much as Trisha, and Trisha knows what I mean.
Yeah, and feel free to subscribe on any available podcast ports that you listen from, and leave a review if you want. I mean, totally up to you.
Miss, we won't do this shit every episode. I know you guys hate stuff like this.
Yeah, we just haven't yet, so, you know.
We gotta do it before our podcast gets banned permanently, so, you know.
Editing T here, just to give a shout out to the band Tangelo for letting us use their song Valentine as our intro music. Thanks, you guys.
Alright, thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.